Under the oversight of the federal government, the DEA has been aggressive in pursuing leads connected to the war on drugs. In testimony to the House, DEA Chief Michelle Leonhart was asked if DEA agents were demoralized by the rising tide of pro-pot legislation and the decision of the Justice Department not to challenge the state's decisions on marijuana. "Actually, it makes us fight harder," she responded, reflecting the division in opinions within the government. Perhaps when someone determines how to corner the market on medical marijuana for some large corporation, the feds will finally relax their anti-pot campaign. Indeed, one reason the federal government may be unwilling to legalize marijuana is that they've yet to figure out how to make money off of it. Some suspect the federal government's crackdown on pot is merely an attempt to squelch any competition to its own medical marijuana business. On October 7, 2003, a patent, number 6,630,507, for medical marijuana was granted and assigned to the United States of America as represented by the Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. Titled, "Cannabinoids as Antioxidants and Neuroprotectants," the patent abstract claimed, "Cannabinoids, the chemicals found in cannabis or marijuana, have been found to have antioxidant properties. This newfound property makes cannabinoids useful in the treatment and prophylaxis of wide variety of oxidation-associated diseases, such as ischemic, age-related, inflammatory, and autoimmune diseases. The U.S. government may be able to profit off of marijuana in ways that extend past recreational use. This patent for medical marijuana comes at a time when studies are finding new medical uses for the psychoactive properties of pot. Research at the Skaggs Institute for Chemical Biology found the cannabinoid molecules in tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, could slow or even stop the progress of Alzheimer's disease. Compared to currently approved drugs prescribed for the treatment of Alzheimer's disease, THC is a considerably superior inhibitor of peptide aggregation, and this study provides a previously unrecognized molecular mechanism through which cannabinoid molecules may directly impact the progression of this debilitating disease," said study author Lisa M. Eubanks. The promise THC holds as a potential curative for Alzheimer's has even been acknowledged by the National Institutes of Health. Sayer G., writing in Waking Times, argues that if the medical benefits of cannabis found in peer-reviewed studies were made public, they would include 100 proven therapeutic actions of this amazing plant. These would include analgesic, pain-killing, antispasmodic, anti-inflammatory, antidepressive, bronchodilator, antioxidant, cardioprotective, anti-tumor, enzyme inhibitor, antipsychotic, and many others. Thanks to scientific investigation, the idea that marijuana has beneficial medicinal qualities is no longer merely theoretical.